You're listening to SBS News.
The Organisation of the Petroleum Exporting Countries is an intergovernmental organisation of 13 countries. The alliance is also known as OPEC+. The group of oil exporting countries has decided to cut production in a bid to boost oil prices. Energy ministers agreed to cut production by a larger than expected 2 million barrels per day starting in November. OPEC Plus Secretary General Hatham Al Gais.
We are not endangering the energy markets. We are providing security, stability to the energy markets. Everything has a price. Energy security has a price as well.
Saudi Energy Minister Abdulaziz bin Salman says the group's stated role is to be the guardian of stable energy markets.
We will continuously prove that OPEC Plus is here not only to stay, but here to stay as a moderating force to bring about stability and a betterment to the and supporting anomaly to the world economy. As it is today, we feel much more assured that we should give that comfort to the market that we're here for the full year, for the full 14 months, if it requires. However, if this change, the things changes, we will tweak with it. If things get worse, we will have to also tweak.
They met for their first face-to-face meeting at the Vienna headquarters of the OPEC oil cartel since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a move that could impact the global economy and raise petrol pump prices. Oil is trading well below its summer peaks because of fears that major global economies, such as the United States or Europe, will sink into recession due to high inflation, rising interest rates, and energy uncertainty. The OPEC Plus decision could help Russia weather a looming European ban on most of Moscow's oil, but its impact will have some limitations because countries in the alliance already can't meet their quotas. Saudi Energy Minister Abdulaziz bin Salman denied the decision was made to assist OPEC alliance member Russia.
We wanted to give the market the guidance, but that guidance could change relevant to the situation that may prevail. But as it is today, we feel much more assured that we should give that comfort to the market.
United States White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the decision is short-sighted.
Look, it's clear that OPEC Plus is aligning with Russia with today's announcement. And I'll leave it as that, as I just laid out. We're dealing with a time where the global markets are, the global economy is responding to Putin's war. And so by making this decision, it is going to have an effect on low and middle economic income countries. Energy companies are making record profits, with refiners and retailers also posting margins that are well above average. As the president has said, these companies need to focus on passing through savings to their customers. The gap between wholesale and retail price of gasoline is too wide. Energy companies need to bring down their retail price.
In response, President Biden ordered a further 10 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to go to market next month in the United States. Oil prices have fallen from the highs of about $130 a barrel seen earlier this year when Russia's invasion of Ukraine tightened supplies. Motorists in the UK and the US have experienced high prices at the petrol pump, exacerbating the cost of living crisis. Oil supply could face further cutbacks in coming months when a European ban on most Russian imports takes effect in December. Marcus Miglo-Konomos, SBS News.